Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just has a better understanding of how your Holy Spirit works so she can hear him and just identify when he's guiding her so she can obey him. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get, okay, and the need to develop the ear to hear the Holy Spirit and walk in him more perfectly so that you could be prepared for those times. He's the one that's going to guide you through the difficult trials you're going to be going through, okay? And talking about the parable of the sower, as you grow in the Holy Spirit, just understanding some tribulation you might encounter because he's very different, opposite, in all honesty, than the lukewarm church. You have to really understand that. The lukewarm church is both man, okay? Man, it's man, okay? And then in a lot of ways, it's Satan deceiving man, okay? So you're going to have to really understand as you grow and hear the Holy Spirit, he's going to be doing things much differently. And as you walk in him, that you might have a hard time if you don't really understand how he works and if your mind's not fully renewed by the Bible, the KJV Bible, okay, once again, reading it from cover to cover and abiding in the vine, okay, because you might have a lot of confusion. Dealing with proud people, and this is important, okay, this part here is just talking about hearing the Holy Spirit and developing the ear to hear. Now, talk later on about more specific examples and things that you can expect to encounter from the scriptures when you are going through times of judgment. Okay, but I do want to touch briefly on that just right now. You're going to be dealing with proud people a lot, in all honesty, because if things go well for you and you do walk in that Holy Spirit, you'll be that light, okay, that salt and that light. You'll be covered from judgment. You'll be fine. You'll be safe. And you'll be there and able to help others, okay, and bring them into repentance. And the Holy Spirit, when he gets a hold of you, you need to know, okay, that he's going to be dealing with these people because they're not going to be covered more than likely unless they repent beforehand, okay. But a lot of the people you're going to be dealing with are going to be very proud, okay, very, very proud, okay. A lot of those family members you're praying for and things like that, and it's going to be rough. I'm going to just warn you ahead of time. Once again, I'll go more into detail about how to deal with it and stuff like that. But if you're a meek and lowly sister and you struggle with boldness and things like that, I need to warn you ahead of time. You need to start practicing right now. It's not that you practice it, but you just want to develop walking and obeying the Holy Spirit, praying right now when you encounter these things, asking for more boldness, asking for more faith, because this is the type of people you're going to be dealing with, okay? And the Holy Spirit's direct, okay? And he's going to withstand them face to face, and he's going to tell them no. And he's going to need to, because you have to get them to repent, okay? And proud people don't like to listen, okay? They're very tough, okay? They're very difficult. They're very stubborn, okay? They're very, what the Bible calls, stiff necks, okay? They're like the people that stoned Stephen, okay? They'd say, no, you're wrong. I'm not listening to you. And the Lord's going to orchestrate situations where you're blessed and you're okay and you're covered, okay? And he's going to put you in a position of power even at certain times, okay? To where he's with you. God is with you, okay? But you're going to have to be bold and you have to withstand these people and you have to talk to them. And the Holy Spirit will be with you and he'll be guiding you. But you want to develop this right now as he guides you, okay? Once again, you're not doing this by yourself, but you need to have that long-term perspective, okay? Because this is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. It says, with my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my heart, within me, I will seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Okay? So it's when he comes with those judgments. Okay? And then later on, this is a verse 10 where he talks about, let favor be shown to the wicked, yet they will not repent. So it's when his judgments come through that's the moment, okay, that he's going to guide you, okay, because he's going to be with you when they've just been judged, to go and talk to them. And you know he's with you, but you're going to need to develop that ear to hear him and obey him and understand that right now. I'll go and leave it there for right now. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. Ask all these praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.